onto your panties. The party is about to begin.
I can hardly wait.
I love this show.
Check one, check two, check three.
Are we ready?
Check four.
You know what? Enough talk. It's showtime.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
That's hot.
That's hot.
So hot.
Personally, I think it's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
So hot.
Oh my God, that's hot.
I think it's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is hot.
It is so hot.
That's hot.
So hot, right?
I think it's so hot.
It's so hot.
It is. It's 73 degrees in March. I love that. But then I heard maybe snow showers Monday. Come on. No, no. Not interested in that. I'm interested in the sun and the fun. It is Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. You can watch a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Stitch. And, of course, you can always find the podcast of the show if you miss a portion that you want to hear. You can go to eveningedgetodd.com or any other podcast platform. You'll find it, except for Spotify, because I was kicked off. Tonight on the show, we've got more ice racing tickets to give away. We got a current events quiz. Ice racing will be at Hobart Arena on the 23rd of March, so we've got tickets for that. Also, we didn't get to this last night. The top 10 worst songs of all time. Now, this is from MSN. I guess they polled their readers, their viewers, their users, whatever. And we've done these before. Every year we usually have one or two lists like this, but there's a couple of new entries this year. So I want to get to those at some point tonight, because I don't know some of these songs. Also, we got mail call, and I want to give a shout out to Kevin, Elaine, and Jared. They all sent me a message, and I just want to put this out there, because there was a discussion in the newsroom about this particular subject. You may have heard rumors, but there is no tiger on the loose in Cincinnati, okay? This was posted on a Facebook page, and it's been shared a gazillion times. And it says that on March 11th, around 3:46 p.m., a fisherman captured photos of a tiger in a pond. And people were like, you know, sharing this and freaking out, like, oh my God, there's a tiger on the loose. They even put a phone number up there for the game warden. There's no tiger, okay? You know, we looked into it. I looked into it. There's no tiger. The same picture of that tiger in the pond has been used to scare people in Texas and Alabama and Louisiana. So this tiger, maybe he gets around, I don't know. I am just letting you know, because this kind of hit a bunch of our social media inboxes in the last few hours. So there's no tiger on the loose. I'm just letting you know. But if by chance you encounter a tiger,
the tiger is not your friend.
So remember that. The tiger is not your friend. So there you go. Now, I've got another question. This also happened in Cincinnati. Last night, there was a two-car accident. Three people, including two juveniles, were taken to the hospital because of a rollover crash. A woman called 911 to report the crash and told the dispatcher that the kids in the cars were playing Nerf Wars. And I have never heard of Nerf Wars. Now, I know what Nerf is. I know that Nerf makes Nerf dart guns and that kids can use them to shoot each other without causing really any damage, unless you get shot in the eye. So I'd never heard about this. I've never heard of Nerf wars. So I continue reading in the story that says Nerf or dart wars are an annual tradition for teens, despite years of warnings from police and school officials. I've never heard of this before. So what are Nerf wars? Nerf war is a game where pairs of teams face off against each other each week, usually in a bracket-style elimination. So are they just sort of like going about their day, but they're packing Nerfs, Nerf guns? And when you see somebody on the other team, you shoot them? Is that it? And these are teenagers doing this? And it says they shoot each other with the dart guns to earn points. Students organize teams and collect entry fees. The entry fees are usually shared between the winners or top teams. Is this going on anywhere other than Cincinnati? Because I talked to somebody down in the newsroom, and I said, have you heard of this before? And he goes, oh, yeah. But he grew up, I guess, in Butler County. He grew up south from here. So I'm just curious if anybody has heard of Nerf wars locally. Or is this just a Cincinnati thing? I mean, like I said, I know that the kids play with Nerf guns, but usually they're just real little kids. Or maybe adults if they're out playing with their kids. But these are teenagers, and apparently they were shooting at each other while they were driving. So I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. There are some rules. They say that the games date back to nearly 25 years. Again, never heard of Nerf wars. In 2023, an Anderson Township team playing the game was shot in the foot by a man. Cops say fired numerous shots at the kids. Did he think he was under attack? I don't know. Or he just wanted him off his lawn. Then in 2016, Lakota's game grabbed headlines for having a risque rule. Risque, not risky, risque. A student could not be shot if that student was naked. And the specter of streaking minors led administrators there to call the game risky and dangerous. So I guess they believe that there were some teenagers who were playing this game that they would just run wild nude in order to not get shot by a Nerf gun during a Nerf war. Is this making any sense? I know this sounds like a made-up story, but this is the real deal. It's not like the Tiger story. That's fake. That's fake news. This is real. This is real, apparently. Sue in Dayton. What's up, Sue?
Hi, Todd. I was just listening to you, and I just heard about this Nerf Wars this year. I've got two grandchildren at Carroll. Carroll's doing it. They're not allowed to take the guns to school. And they're not allowed to do it at any school function.
So it's,
they're doing it after school, and it is everywhere. And from what I've heard, they're doing it at Beaver Creek, too. Beaver Creek has a...
Are you kidding me? My alma mater.
It's been going on. Apparently, I was questioning my grandson about it because they were trying to bribe, you know, his sister, a bunch of ones to get him... And she couldn't, she said, family first, I can't turn him
so,
in, let him, let, you know, so she didn't, so she told her brother that they were entrapped, but they just go in people's houses.
So they're going into people's houses to track down whoever the target is on that other team and
yes.
Taking shots at them with a Nerf dart gun. And
exactly.
I'm assuming they do this also in public, right?
They do. They do in stores. They do in parking lots.
They do it in
if
stores.
They get caught on school grounds, they're in trouble. But
wow.
No school grounds and no sports functions. They're not allowed to do it at any of those things. But my grandson has been keeping his car in the garage so that he can get into his car without getting shot.
Oh, my gosh. Sue, what is happening? What is happening to the world? Does this make any sense?
No, it does not.
Because the thing that just immediately comes to my mind is that kids going into a store with what looks to be like a gun. Now, I guess, you know, Nerf guns are usually
fluorescent,
bright colors or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I can completely tell you there's probably some kids out there who are spray painting them black.
Yep.
And taking them in to wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those kids is going to end up getting shot.
Well, that worries me when you said this is a rollover. Was that in Cincinnati?
Yes, it was in Cincinnati. And according to the 911 caller, the kids were playing Nerf Wars. So whether they were shooting at each other or they were trying to get away from being shot, whatever the case might be, if it maybe it was a drive-by Nerfing. Who knows?
Well,
but it caused an accident.
Oh, yeah. I just asked my granddaughter last night after cheer practice, is he still in? And she says, no, his team is out. He's out of it now.
You can rest easy now, right?
Well, thank
you can
you
rest
so much,
easy.
Todd, yeah. I love listening to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Sue. Thank you. Have a good one. That line's open, 937-457-1290. Tell me, are your kids in the Nerf Mafia? According to one of our viewers on the live stream, yeah. Three kids, all in the Nerf Mafia.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
You ain't gonna want to miss this.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, talking about Nerf Wars. I've never heard of this, but apparently it's a big deal. It's been going on around me, around all of us. People are commenting on the live stream. They do it in West Carrollton. We had Sue on earlier who said Beaver Creek's doing it. Carroll's doing it. And then, you know, Liam, the unofficial official mascot of the Evening Edge, little Liam was on our show. His dad just popped on and said, we've got about 60 Nerf guns. One or a couple that can shoot three Nerfs a second. It's crazy. So let me get this straight. We can't play dodgeball in school because we don't want the kids to feel targeted, but we're okay if they all have Nerf dart guns and they're shooting each other in public. Is that where we're at? Charlie in Beaver Creek, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie. You're on, man.
Hey, so, yeah, it's pretty wild. So my son did it 2 years ago when he was a senior in high school. It got to the point where, like, he didn't want me to park in the garage so that he can park in the garage, close the garage door, so that his friends that are hiding around the corner can't get him when he comes home from training. Or he'd have to, or we come home from somewhere. And he wants me to keep driving past the house and scope out the neighborhood before we get out of the car.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! It's like he's wanted. He's a gang's going after him or something.
Oh yeah. Or another one would be like 10:30 at night, and he's running out the door. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, so and so is about to get off of work. He doesn't know we're coming. We're all gonna get him. We're all gonna get him there now.
Wow.
Or wow. He'd leave for school at 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta go before they come and get me. So
now is this
that ridiculous?
Now let me ask you this. This sounds like it would be all in good fun, right? But
it is.
It's all in good fun. Are we sure about that? This isn't some level of bullying,
is it? For my son is doing, it's in good fun. The only thing that concerned me is okay, they're running out the door. Are they speeding? Are they going high speed where they're going to try to get a gun? I don't know.
Charlie, that's why we were talking about this, and I appreciate your call, because last night there was a rollover accident in Cincinnati. Three people, including two kids, teenagers, had to be taken to the hospital. And according to the 911 caller who reported it, they were playing Nerf War. So clearly there's danger involved in this. Now, I'm not some anti-fun guy. I'm not like the city of Dayton closing down Dora down in the Oregon District for St. Patty's Day Sunday. That's not, I'm not a fun killer. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Somebody's going to end up severely hurt, like these two in the rollover, or worse, because of Nerf Wars. It's going to happen.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't hesitate to call.
You call me.
You better call me.
Damn it, get me a phone.
Call me on my radio.
I'm gonna call you.
You got him on the radio?
You won't make a simple phone call?
What is wrong with you?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Talking about Nerf Wars, apparently this is a big deal. It's been going on for a long time. Teenagers arming themselves with Nerf guns and targeting each other. Can't do it on school. That seems to be the main rule, is you can't do it at school, during school, on school grounds, at school events. But everywhere else is fair game. The only rules, other than that, that I'm aware of from this story from Cincinnati, two kids were injured in a car accident, a rollover that apparently the 911 caller says that the kids were playing Nerf Wars, is you can't, you're not supposed to be, I think one of the rules is you're not supposed to be shooting in each other while driving, because that's, you know, very dangerous. And the other rule is that you can't be shot if you're naked. So what are the other rules? I mean, I've never heard of this before. This is down in Cincinnati. I talked to somebody in the newsroom who's from that area and said, oh, yeah, we used to do this at my school. I had no idea this was going on locally, because it's going on at Carroll. Apparently, it's going on at Beaver Creek. It's going on in West Carrollton. What about collateral damage? Like, if you are targeting a classmate and you go into a shopping mall or someplace, I mean, are random people getting hit with Nerf darts? Maybe they're sitting in the food court with their kids and all of a sudden Nerf fire erupts and darts are flying through the air and people are ducking. Don't we already have that happening, but with real guns? So we need these Nerf Wars? Man, Dale in St. Paris. What's up, Dale?
This is Dale from Herod.
Oh, Herod. It says Paris.
That's all right.
That's all right. What's going on? Everybody take a drink.
It was big news about a year, 2 years ago. Joe Mixon of the Cincinnati Bengals was in national news when somebody shot one of these kids in his yard with his gun.
I think that's what I touched on that earlier. I didn't know it was the Bengals player, but that must have been. It says at Anderson Township, somebody shot a kid in the foot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And about 10 years ago, they were playing it on ONU's property here at the college, and but they were doing a zombie version of it. One team was zombies, the other team wasn't.
Yeah.
And the non-zombies could shoot Nerf guns, and I can't remember what the zombies did to win their side.
Just walked around slowly drooling, I guess. But somebody,
which zombies you're talking about? Some zombies move fast.
Yeah. Somebody on the live stream mentioned that they did this in college or at a church camp or something, and it never went outside of the church, right? So, if you're going to do it someplace like that, or the student union at a college or an arena or whatever, okay. But my thing is, it's like if you've got people running into stores, right, out into the public, and they've got something that looks like a gun, maybe during the day, because all the Nerf guns generally are fluorescent, they're easy to see, but at night you might not. I mean, I don't mean to sound like an old guy worrying about kids getting shot or hurt, but that's the world we live in. Look at this.
You're on somebody else's property in their
exactly.
yard,
right? They don't know what you're doing, and they see you lift up a Nerf gun. You may not be pointing it at them, but you might be pointing it at someone else, and they don't know that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Though I will say, it certainly beats what my friends and I used to do. We had a wooded area close to where we lived, and we all had BB guns. And we'd go out there wearing long sleeve jackets and jeans and goggles, and that was our Nerf wars with real BB guns. We had goggles on. We were smart, Dale. We weren't foolish. Exactly right. I appreciate it, Dale. Thanks for your call, buddy. Clinton and Pickwell, what's up, Clinton?
Todd Holtz, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. What's shaking with you?
So I am not going to mention the police department by name.
Okay.
Because I don't want to put them on blast because you know how today's society is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When I was in high school, back in the 2000s,
okay.
We used to play with the airsoft guns. You know, the guns with the plastic BBs that were CO2 powered.
Right.
My buddy had a nice wooded area near the I would say close to adjacent to his house, and we used to play out there, shoot each other, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Well, you've seen these, I don't know if you've ever seen these airsoft guns, some of these guns, they look real, like from a distance.
Right, exactly.
They look real. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. When the neighborhood Karen calls the cops on you,
yeah,
and they don't know what they're walking into because all they saw or heard was a bunch of teenage boys with semi-automatic rifles.
Right, right.
The police tend to show up in turn with said real semi-automatic rifles. And I'm going to tell you right now, you have not crapped your pants in the fashion I crap my pants when you have a police officer yell, insert name here, police department, drop your weapon and point his rifle at you.
Exactly, exactly. And this is what I'm talking about. All it takes is an itchy trigger finger or some, you know, teenager makes a stupid move and then they end up dead.
And he's just doing his job. They don't know what they're
exactly,
walking into.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
I'm going to tell you right now, that right there, I will die 10 years sooner because that took about 10 years off my life.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I mean, I don't like it when I get pulled over by the police just for speeding. I can't imagine dealing with that. We've got some mail.
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for mail call.
Message for you, son.
You should see a fan mail.
You got a message.
I got your ladder.
Amazing what you can accomplish by mail.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
If you'd like to email me, it's eveningedgetodd@gmail.com, or you can send me a message on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and for the time being, TikTok, until it's been permanently banned. And by the way, I just want to say this. I don't really get into politics on the show, and I'm not going to now. I understand the concerns that they have with the company that owns TikTok because it's a Chinese company, but I can promise you the people who are raising the biggest noise about TikTok are Mark Zuckerberg and the Google people, because they are all in the video feed game industry, right? They're the ones that they've got the reels and all this stuff. TikTok's too big of a competitor to them. So if we can get rid of them, guess what? They get all the gravy. Todd, tonight you were talking about parents who give their children weird names or strange spellings. This was a few nights ago. I remember hearing about this story from many years ago and found it on the web. Why are some parents so stupid? So the story we had was a mom who named her kid Juliet. Now, it's a fine name. It's a beautiful name. It's a classically romantic name. However, they spelled it G-H-I-U-L-I-Y-E-T-T-E. Yeah, and it makes no sense. Why make this difficult for your kid, right? The first name that they learn to spell is their own, or the first word is their name. Why make it more difficult? But anyway, this is from Joelle in Huber Heights. She says, I love your show. Keep it up. I listen every day in the car coming home from Cincinnati. Well, here's the story. This was from a couple of years ago. 9-year-old girl whose parents named her Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii was put into court guardianship in New Zealand so that her name could be changed. Her parents actually named her Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. The judge criticized the parents and other parents who give their offspring bizarre names, saying it exposed children to ridicule among their peers. This girl apparently told her classmates her name was Kay because she didn't want to get picked on. In the ruling, the judge said names such as Stallion, Yay, Detroit, Fish and Chips, Twisty Poi, Keenan Got Lucy, and Sex Fruit were prohibited by registration officials. So there were people out there trying to name their kids that. Maybe Nerf Wars I don't know. Maybe kids are traumatized, whether by names or whether what's going on in the world, and this is how they cope. I don't know. Bobby in Miamisburg. Hey, Bobby.
What's going on, Todd?
How are you?
Hey, you were talking about, shooting BB guns at each other, and I'm about your age, a little bit older, but, we didn't have this kind of thing.
Go ahead.
From the trash can lids.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But we also had the Estes rockets, and we would make rocket guns and shoot them at each other.
Well, I hesitate bringing this up, but I remember a very good friend of mine and I got into a real fight when he and another buddy of ours decided that it would be good to have Roman candle wars.
Oh, yeah. We used to do the same thing.
Lordy, lordy. Surprised we survived.
It was, you had to use your mind, and you had to create all these things. There weren't video games, and there weren't cell phones.
Right.
And you're outside using your hands.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the one positive with Nerf Wars is it gets the kids out of the house.
Exactly.
So I guess they got that going for them. All right,
good
Bobby.
Fun. Later.
I appreciate it. 937-457-1290. Coming up next hour, we've got tickets to give away for ice racing up at Hobart Arena coming up here March 23rd. So stick around for that. And also the top 10 worst songs of all time, according to MSN.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
This is a job for Weenie Man.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. I meant to mention this earlier, and I got off on the Nerf War tangent, but Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, and we discussed this in the past at Christmas time, and then we also, I think, did it, or we talked about doing it at Valentine's Day. If we want to, maybe Friday night, if you'd like, you can call in and beat a leprechaun to celebrate St. Patty's Day. But I don't know if that is going too far. We have a large Irish population here in the Dayton area, including yours truly. And I'm not sure how people would think if you are for or against getting a leprechaun, giving a leprechaun a beatdown. 937-457-1290. Matthew in Sydney. What's up, Matthew?
How you doing, Todd?
I'm good. Before you go any further, have they figured out who the finger belongs to? What happened? Did you put him back on hold? Hey, Matthew. Sorry. I think we put you back on hold.
That's okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. So did you hear my question? Have they figured out who the finger belongs to?
Not that I have heard at all. Strangest story I've ever heard of up in our little town.
Yeah, when it happens, it's going to be breaking news, I can promise you.
I hope so.
Yeah, wall-to-wall coverage.
Hey, love your show. I listen to you every night as I'm ride-sharing through the Dayton area.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Just chiming in on the Nerf wars. Now, I'm almost your age. I'm 50. In Sydney, back in the late 80s, early 90s, we did this, but it wasn't with Nerf guns. We had those little 3-inch red suction cup guns.
Oh, like a little dart gun, like a little rubber dart gun. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were suction cup, just as safe as a Nerf gun. But I remember coming home from church on a Sunday, mom and dad in the front seat, my brother and I in the back.
Oh, no.
He wasn't 1 foot on the ground where some kid who had his name was chasing him through the yard, through the woods. And we didn't see my brother for 10 minutes as he ran for dear life. So this game's been going on in some form or another for decades.
Well, I remember. See, I remember as a kid playing guns in the neighborhood, right?
Oh, sure.
Like we all had toy guns, you know, cowboys, Indians, or military, whatever. And we'd run around people's houses, but we weren't actually shooting anything at each other. It was like, bang, 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 gotcha, you know, or
yep.
That was it. It wasn't actually launching projectiles at each other.
Yeah, these were targeted. You had a name, and once you took that person out, you got that person's name, who they were going after, and it was a whole thing.
Wow, so, that's crazy. Yeah. Well, I guess I missed out totally. Totally missed out. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate your call, buddy. 937-457-1290.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
All right, so Todd.
Can we get the show on the road?
I've been waiting for it all day.
And not a moment too soon.
Listen to talk radio?
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
He's weird.
Best thing on the radio!
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things gotta breathe.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Just sitting here in the studio, and Channel 7 is on, News Center 7, and they showed video. I don't know. I guess it was probably someone's cell phone video of the evacuation of the Kroger in Kettering yesterday because of the fake bomb threat. Well, I mean, it was a real bomb threat, but there was no bomb. But I have to tell you, that was a pretty orderly evacuation of the Kroger. If you look at the video, I was impressed with the people who were filing out. Yeah, they just left their groceries in the middle of the aisle and carts were everywhere. But that was pretty good. I'd love to talk to somebody who might have been there. My wife told me this morning after she heard about the story that she almost stopped at that Kroger on her way home. And I didn't see what time it was, but it was sometime late afternoon. So she could have easily walked into that. But maybe if you were there and you want to talk about it, 937-457-1290. We're also talking about Nerf wars. Now, this was something that I wasn't aware of. Became aware of earlier today when I had the story from Cincinnati, Western Hamilton County. Three people, including two kids, juveniles, teenagers, were taken to the hospital from a rollover crash. According to the 911 caller, the woman said the teens were playing Nerf wars, and then one vehicle struck another and the SUV flipped. I didn't know anything about Nerf wars, but apparently I've been living in the dark because this has been going on for nearly 25 years, at least down in Cincinnati. A bunch of schools are involved. And we've had people call in and say, oh, yeah, my kids do this. What, you know, I go out to work, I leave early, go out to my car in the morning, and there's kids hiding in my bushes waiting for my child to come out so they can shoot him with a Nerf gun. What on earth is happening? I mean, I don't get it. It just seems it's like we're going off in a weird direction, aren't we? Isn't that weird? Is it just me? I mean, think about it. I'm sitting here pondering this. It feels like this is not a good thing. But apparently a lot of people do it. Parents seem not to care. But I see a lot of problems with this. A lot of things could go wrong. For example, rollover crash. I think about kids taking these Nerf guns into businesses and shooting through the air and trying to hit some classmate, but instead they hit Granny. Their cart full of food, you know, or they get mistaken for something, like a person with a real gun. It sounds ridiculous, but do you remember the story? A couple years ago in Cleveland, it was a big deal. It was a national story where police responded to a playground and there was a little child who, and I don't recall, honestly, I don't remember if he had a real gun or if it was a toy gun or whatever it was. The child ended up getting shot. And I could see some teenagers, you know, thinking they're clever and spray painting their Nerf gun black. And they get mistaken for having a gun. It's odd to me. James in Kettering, what's up, James?
Hey, I just want to talk about the Nerf Wars a little bit.
Yeah. Am I making a big deal out of this? Am I blowing this up out of proportion?
No, I don't think you're blowing it out. It sounds like a fun time, but you do got to be careful nowadays.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's like if you're going to do that in a closed area, let's just take, for example, Welcome Stadium, right? Or UD Arena, or some office building where you're allowed to do that, right? Where you can go around. It's like laser tag. You know, I've played laser tag. You're running around in a dark room, and you've got the little laser gun, and you got the little things on your body, so the laser hits them, and that lights up. You know, I understand that would be a lot of fun. But doing it out in public, I just feel like you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. I want to know if you somebody said it yet, or if you remember a movie back in the 80s called Gotcha.
Mm-mm.
And they had a bunch of college kids running around shooting each other with paintball guns all through the college campus and stuff.
I don't remember that, but I am aware of paint gun wars, too. You know, I've seen people do that in cars.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. They kind of took it really, really serious, and then the movie actually got a little bit more drama as it went, with maybe a little more realism, but it was a good movie to watch.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll check it out, James. I appreciate it. Natalie in Springboro. What's going on, Natalie?
Hey, I just was calling in about the Nerf Wars.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. Am I making a too big of a deal about this?
I kind of think so.
Okay. No, that's fine. I mean because
my
here's...
My daughter's played it the last couple years, okay. And... they haven't had any problems, but I kind of think it's kind of cool. Like, all the kids get together and form teams together, and they strategize and find out where each other's at, and it kind of brings them closer together, actually.
Well, I did say earlier, at least they're not sitting in front of the TV playing video games. They're outside doing stuff, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, they have a super fun time, and I haven't had anybody that I've heard of, you know, getting hurt in our Nerf Wars. They do... like, if the businesses don't want the kids doing it, they just contact the person at the Nerf Wars, and they put it out that it's an off-limits area, and the kids won't go to that area. So.
Right, right. There's signs up, no shirts, no shoes, no Nerf Wars.
No Nerf guns.
Right. No,
they all seem to have a really good fun time with it.
So what sort of rules? Are you aware of the rules? Do they share this? Is it public, or do they keep the rules secret, or what?
Well, they have an Instagram page, and so... they'll put the rules up on the Instagram page.
Okay.
And every time they get one of the other kids out, they have to take a picture, the kid that has the Nerf gun and then the other one that got hit with the Nerf gun, and they take a picture and put it up and say, so-and-so got so-and-so out, and that way they know. And so at the end of the week, each week, the team that has the most kids still standing moves on to the next round, and then they pair them up against another team.
Interesting.
So, yeah,
interesting.
Cool.
So here's a couple of rules. I was Googling while you were talking. Only Nerf guns could be used. No water guns or other toys.
Correct.
Do not throw or drop guns. Throwing your guns. That's like the movies where they run out of ammo, so they just throw the gun at the I think that was in Saving Private Ryan at the end, right? You can loot dead soldiers' weapons and bullets, but not their custom weapons. And it says you can't go outside of battle zones. Now, see, that's interesting. What's the term for taking somebody down with a Nerf gun? Is it we killed them, or have they been nerfed?
They just say they got them out, like so-and-so went down or something like that.
Tagged out or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, they make a funny, like campy little comment about it, and they put it up underneath the kids' pictures.
I will say this, and I mentioned this to somebody last hour, that when I was a kid, we used to play guns, and we'd run around, you know, in the neighborhood, and we'd just bang, 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 got you, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you weren't really shooting anything, right? It was just the sound of the gun. I can completely understand having like a neighborhood group of kids, because when I was growing up, there were a ton of kids in my neighborhood, and we didn't have Nerf guns. We always played like kick the can, with a playground ball, and we'd have like 20 kids playing, and it was huge. It was awesome, and we'd run it all over the neighborhood.
Oh, that's hilarious!
But I can imagine if we would have had Nerf guns, where you could actually, you know, shoot each other.
Exactly. It seems, I mean, I didn't have it when I was growing up, but I wish I had, because it seems so fun.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this before I let you go, Natalie. This weekend, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I do.
Did you hear that downtown Dayton, they're suspending the Dora down there in the Oregon District? Yeah.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, they're doing it for... Yeah, for safety reasons. So my question to you is, because you celebrate, we've over the years, like Christmas time, we've beaten down Santa elf, right? and then we did it. I think we did it for Valentine's Day a few times with, you know, beating down Cupid. I'm curious if we should do that with the leprechaun, and I'm trying to get people's take on this. Should we beat down a leprechaun maybe Friday night going into the St. Patrick's Day holiday?
Heck yeah.
What are you thinking? All right. Natalie says yes.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's right. Not as dangerous as Nerf Wars.
Exactly.
But
maybe you can just shoot him with a Nerf gun.
That's right. Oh, there you go. You know what? Maybe there needs to be an Evening Edge Nerf War team.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. All right, Natalie. Thanks for your call.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, that line's open, 937-457-1290. Maybe that's it. We need, I'll tell you what, we're having the solar eclipse. I Got Mooned private party, which you can register to win, by the way, at eveningedgetodd.com. You'll get it catered, and you'll have it here on our front lawn. Maybe we have a Nerf war when the eclipse happens, so we'll be out there in the dark. That would be something.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Get a load of this guy.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. All right, I was going to mention this last night, and I forgot. And Heather, who's watching the live stream, just called me out. So thanks, Heather, for that. If you are a parent who has ever helped your child with a major school project, like a science project, or you had to build something, you've got to see a video on my Facebook page. It's a it's pretty cool. It's a tornado sort of project, and it actually has what looks like a spinning tornado dropping out of the clouds and causing destruction in this little area that looks, it's almost like a model railroad. But pay special close attention to the funnel shape. That's all I'm going to say. Tim and Lima, what's up, Tim?
Hey, Todd, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. What's going on up in Lima? Do they have Nerf Wars in Lima?
Well, I'm not sure if they do, but I can tell you that when I was a kid and a teenager, we used to play Vietnam in the woods, and we used to use actual BB guns.
Actual BB guns?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends and I did that too. We'd run around with goggles on and you know, winter coats. It'd be in the middle of the summer. We'd be in jeans and winter coats and goggles, and we're running around the forest and just nonsense. Yeah.
Hey, we got tight pretty good sometimes, but nobody ever got hurt.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I'm thinking maybe the Evening Edge needs its own Nerf War team. Maybe we could get adults involved in this.
Yeah, I wish I'd lived down there in Dayton, because I would definitely be a part of it.
Cool, Tim. I appreciate your call, buddy. Have a good one. That line's open, 937-457-1290. All right, I'm going to get to this list coming up after the news. The 10 most annoying songs of all time, according to a new article by MSN. I heard Larry Hanskin talking about this the other day. And some of these I'm very familiar with, others not so much. So we'll go through this coming up.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Don't give me that politics jazz. It's not my racket.
People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio.
Everyone just relax, all right?
The problems of the world are not in my department.
Now who would like a cookie?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. We've got a current events quiz. And tickets to give away, a 4-pack of tickets to the World Championship Ice Racing, Saturday, March 23rd at Troy's Hobart Arena. The tickets are available at hobartarena.com. If you'd like to take the current events quiz and win yourself a 4-pack of tickets, take family, take your friends, just be the fifth caller, 937-457-1290, and you can take the quiz and win those tickets. Incidentally, I want to mention this. Coming up on March 30th, it's the Evening Edge. Take a strike at heart disease and stroke, benefiting the American Heart Association and Go Red for Women. We're looking for teams. It's $150 for your team. You get free shoes. You don't have to pay for your own bowling shoes. You'll get to wear some free shoes and come out and have fun. We're raising money, like I said, for the American Heart Association. And we'll have a Bowling for Dollars competition. You'll have an opportunity to roll a strike. If you get a strike, you get into a drawing for a $100 gift card. It's all for a great cause, and you don't have to be any good. You don't have to be any good. We've got a kids team that's signed up, and they're going to play. And, I mean, like 8-9-year-olds, right? So, though I'm sure some of them could probably beat me. But you don't have to be good. We're just going to go out and have fun. It's from noon to 2, and you can get details to register at eveningedgetodd.com. All right, so here's this list. I heard Larry talking about this the other morning, and I said, hey, can I have that list? because some of these songs I'm not familiar with. Now, we're just going to run through these real quick. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this because, A, these are bad songs. Here's number 10 on the list. And again, this is from MSN. I guess they asked their users, their readers, their whatever. And this is what they came up with. So number 10 on the list.
You can tell the world.
You know this one, right?
You can burn my clothes when I'm gone.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, you can tell your friends.
Achy Breaky Heart. If I'm not mistaken, I think I may have played this on a top 40 station. It was so popular at the time.
Go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips.
All right, you know that one. We don't have to. Again, we're not going to listen to the whole thing. Here's number 9 on the list. The Baja Men. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Okay, you know that one. I'm not going to play that one. Again, not good songs. Number 8. Now, this is new on the list. I don't know this song. I'm not a believer. Justin Bieber and Baby. All right, that's enough. That's number 8. Number 7 on the list. It's not a bad beat. Any guesses? All right. This one is number 6, and I'm sorry, but it's on the list. I got to play it. Number 5, the Black Eyed Peas, My Humps.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
Okay, all right. Well, Angel, my producer, she's getting into it. All right, number 4, Psy. Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style.
There you go. Now, here's one Gangnam I don't Style. Know. Okay, we know that one. Number 3, Rebecca Black Friday. Do you know this one? Again. Top 10 most annoying songs of all time, according to MSN. I'm not familiar with this one. Oh, thumbs down? You don't like that one, Angel? No? Okay. Well, see. You're in agreement with the MSN readers. Here's number 2 real quick. Another one I don't know anything about. Never heard this one. And the song is called Ketchup. The Ketchup Song. I've never heard that one. All right, number 1, we played this before, and this I'm sure a lot of people have been blaring this since the movie came out.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
So there you go. There's the top 10 worst songs, top 10 most annoying songs of all time, according to a new article by MSN. I guess there could be a difference between worst songs of all time and most annoying songs of all time, right? There could be really bad songs that aren't necessarily annoying, but some of these songs just annoying to hear, right? Like the dogs barking. Let's see, Don in Piqua. What's going on, Don?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You want to take our current events quiz tonight?
Yeah.
Let's get it going here.
Oh, my God. Listen, everybody.
It's the Evening Edge current events quiz.
A quiz, hotshot.
Can you answer the question?
I bet you think you're pretty smart, huh?
Now, here's your host, Todd Holst.
Thank you very much, Norm Kelly, official announcer of the Evening Edge current events quiz. Don, you're playing for a four-pack of tickets to the World Championship Ice Racing, Saturday, March 23rd at Troy's Hobart Arena. Tickets are available at hobartarena.com. Don, have you ever been to ice racing before?
Oh, yeah. I live in Piqua. I go to Hobart quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. I've never been to ice racing. I've been to Hobart Arena, of course, but I've never seen the ice racing. Apparently, it's guys on motorcycles, and the tires have spikes in them of some sort, and they just race around the ice, tearing up the ice.
Yep.
Yeah, they say it's a lot of fun. So, all right, well, here you go. You know how to play the current events quiz, correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm a regular listener. It's every answer is C.
That is right. That's right. Three questions and three possible answers. It's always C. Now, Don, all of the questions tonight are about this particular subject.
First, we both get naked.
Let's get naked.
Why are you naked?
I didn't know you were naked.
He saw me naked.
I think we should get naked.
Be naked.
I am naked.
All right, there you go. All the questions have to do with people being naked. All right, here's question number one, Don. Cops in Jensen Beach, Florida, arrested a man on a clothing optional beach after he was spotted, A, sitting naked on a sea turtle yelling, "Hi-ho, turtle!" B, sitting naked on a flamingo floaty singing, "I am a flamingo, see my beak!" or C, sitting naked on a beach chair with his privates decorated and a sign that read, "Hello, please feel free to investigate gently."
Oh, my God. I'll have to go with C.
You are correct. Apparently, he was also wearing a beach hat over his face. So, I guess he was willing to let anybody investigate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, here's question number two. Cops in Horry County, South Carolina, arrested a 27-year-old woman last week who was naked in her front yard doing what? A, digging a moat. B, planting flowers. Or C, jumping jacks.
I'll have to go with C.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I personally don't have a problem with that. All right, here's question number three for the big win. Security at Universal Studios Orlando say they arrested a man who streaked in the park and was proclaiming himself A, invisible, B, a new Marvel hero named Danger Noodle, or C, the Angel of Death.
We'll have to go with C.
You got it. And by the way, I am trademarking the new superhero Danger Noodle for my own use. So congratulations, you are the winner, Don. Hang on the line. We'll get your details, and those tickets are actually going to be at will call. Okay, but I'll send you a note on it. So, hang on the line. We'll get your info, and that's how you play the current events quiz.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now 937-457-1290 or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
guy was smart, sophisticated, professional. I mean, really, really great.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Don't forget, April 8th, it's the big solar eclipse. How can you forget? We talk about it all the time. But we are having a Evening Edge, I Got Mooned viewing party right out on the front lawn of WHIO Radio here on South Main. And it's for you and 20 of your friends. It's a private viewing party. It's not like an open keg or anything, okay? If you'd like to register to win this, it's going to be catered by Frickers. And you'll go home with some cool Evening Edge solar eclipse stuff. But you can register at eveningedgetodd.com. And you'll win not only the party, but you'll get a $50 Frickers gift card, as well as four free oil changes from Grismer Tire and Auto. So once again, eveningedgetodd.com, that's where you register. Real quickly, we have an idiot of the week.
You are a stupid, stupid idiot!
Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots too.
Idiot! Imbecile!
Wake up, idiot!
Silly dilly dopio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
So I heard this morning. Brittany Otto, Miami Valley's Morning News, was talking about this. The idiot happens to be PETA. Now, PETA sometimes does some very idiotic things. And I will admit this, and I've said this openly, that there are some things that PETA does and supports I think are great. 100%, I'm right there with you. However, when PETA asks the White House to swap out chicken eggs for their Easter egg roll and replace them with potatoes, I'm not gonna be there with you on that one. Yes, PETA says a potato roll wouldn't exploit any sentient beings and would encourage empathy and kindness to animals while supporting potato farmers in the U.S. They say that the potatoes can be decorated. You can roll them. You can even hold potato sack races and games of hot potato. So, don't think the White House is going to be giving up the chicken eggs anytime soon. That's kind of idiotic. You know, they've been doing the egg roll since the 1870s. Wow. Well, there you go. There's the show. Thanks for listening. You can find it, the podcast, at eveningedgetodd.com and all your favorite podcast platforms. Have a terrific Wednesday night.
And that's how she wrote.
I got nothing left.
Why don't you just call it a night?
I'm saying it's over. Superstar.
That's it, guys. We're all fried.
You guys have a good night.
Unplug everything. Wrap it up. Let's go home.
Adios, amigo.